T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
95.7 The Game Football Insider, Alex Boone with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Boone, take it away. What did you think of yesterday's performance?
What a slugfest. And can I just start with saying that I love all of you?
Yeah. Yes, we love you too.
Oh, my God. Was that the nail biter of the century? My son and I were on the edge of our seats because it was 2 minutes and 19 seconds. I was like, it's too much time.
Too much?
I go, you don't understand. It's Drew Brees. They did what they did. I go, you know what? Jimmy's got it today. And he sure did with George Kittle. My God, was that amazing.
Is he any good, Alex? I never played in the NFL, but is George Kittle at all a decent football player?
Decent.
I love everything about him, and I think that everybody else does too, because he's tough. The way that he makes plays. Did you see Williams like uppercutting him in the chest, and he was just getting more upset? Like, now I'm just going to keep dragging you with me and throw you down at the same time. That is what playoff football is all about. That's how you get to the Super Bowl, by making plays like that on 4th and 2 when everybody says your back's against the wall. You show up and get it done. That is incredible.
Show up and show out, and that's what this Niner team was able to do. If this guy doesn't face mask him, what do you think happened? Do you think he goes for a touchdown?
I think he might.
No, I'm serious. I mean, the way that he was running so angry, it was amazing. Let's talk about that defense. Both teams seem to struggle. What was the biggest thing that you took away? You see this Niner defense have been so gaunted, so tough, can get after the quarterback. Wasn't really able to put a lot of pressure on Drew Brees. I think only one sack, and it came late in the game. What do you think just about the Niner D? What was going on with both defenses?
Well, I think that, number one, you got to say, what's going on with the Saints defense? Because when you're at home and you have a stadium like that and you have Drew Brees on the other side, you should have full advantage. To me, I'm looking at this saying, hey, listen, the Niners defense, yeah, they got punched in the mouth by a Hall of Famer, by Michael Thomas, a guy who's a physical cornerback. There were times, and we all saw it, Drew Brees saw him running off the field, and he was like, hey, I got a receiver uncovered. I got to take my shot. There are times that things are just going to happen. The great thing about what happened yesterday is they were down 20-7. And they came back in a stadium that a lot of teams, and I played there many times, could not do it. It is hard to win down there.
Tell me about Garoppolo. Are we done with any of these naysayers who are still looking for ways to say he's not the guy? I mean, that performance yesterday, he joined Steve Young as the only 49er quarterbacks to have 3 games in a single season with 4 touchdown passes and 300 passing yards.
Guys, we've been done with those guys. We've been talking about what Jimmy's been all year. He's been great. At times, he's been a game manager. At times, he's been able to put the team on his back. That, to me, is the consummate pro. That's a guy that comes in and does his job. He says, hey, listen, you know what? We're going to run the ball today. Okay, that's great. I can do that. I'm not a selfish player. But when you guys need me the most, I'll show up, and I can get it to the players that I know will show out.
Kyle Shanahan with a masterclass in play calling, Emmanuel Sanders with a throw, Kyle Juszczyk with an option pitch. Is there more that he can unfurl in his playbook down the road?
Oh, absolutely. And from firsthand of being in a Greg Roman offense, I know where the wheels can take you, and it's incredible. I mean, you talk about other guys making plays that are just – the defense is like, who's got the ball? I'm not sure. They're pitching it here. They're reversing it back. They're throwing it over the top. I mean, it's just, that's the creativity that we've been talking all year about Kyle Shanahan. Now that he has his players back too, and you're at full force, they are a dangerous team.
What's your mind? Tell me what you're thinking about just the offense, the head coach, the offensive philosophy he has. You look at a guy like Raheem Mostert. You look at Breida the Cheetah. When do you make that switch? When do you say, man, is Raheem Mostert now the number one back? How do you think Kyle Shanahan's viewing these guys? Because I'm looking at this and I have never seen a guy to go from 4th string running back to darn near the number one guy, and then guys are healthy and he's still getting the majority of the totes.
Absolutely, and I think that just shows to the character of the team and the depth of the team. And I think Kyle right now has got a huge smile on his face, big grin, ear to ear, like, hey, listen, we got a lot of things we can do to people, and we haven't even opened up the book yet. Like, we're just kind of dibble-dabbling around in everything, because if you look, they go from running the zone to all of a sudden play-action the zone. They haven't really even gotten creative with the play-action zones, anything like that. I mean, you can look at this offense and say, man, they are dangerous because they have 4 running backs that they can use. Look at Jeff Wilson. He showed up in big times, and you look at Tevin Coleman. He can show up in big games. This backfield alone is dangerous, and we've always been saying, hey, where are the receivers? Well, now the receivers are showing up, and you have your tight end back, and you have your offensive line at full strength. I'm really wondering, now that they're back at full strength, they're hitting stride, who's going to really be able to get in their way? And they're going to find out soon enough.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Today's show is overwhelmingly optimistic, but there have been some calls and some texts on the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 with some concerns as to the defense's performance yesterday. Look, you can't be perfect in all your games. In a road game against Drew Brees and the Saints, if you're going to stumble a bit defensively, it's to be expected. But for those who are concerned that this may be a sign of things to come, what would you say?
I would say exactly that, that it's Drew Brees. It's a Drew Brees offense. You know, I was thinking about this last night. Those are three of the smartest offensive minds in football. Drew Brees, Sean Payton. Sean Payton and Carmichael, the offensive coordinator. The three of those guys are dangerous. And then you look at a guy like Michael Thomas. You saw what he was doing out there. He was throwing people around. Like, at times you're like, hey, listen, I get this DPI and this OPI thing is a little crazy, but last night there were some times where you're like, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, they were violent, and they were on a mission. And at times they say, hey, you know what? Yeah, the defense had to bend but not break. But the offense got it done for them. And that's a positive in my book because, like I said before, when you come back 20-7 in New Orleans, that is tough to do.
What did you make of the halftime adjustments made by Robert Saleh? Looked like they figured some things out after the second quarter offensive onslaught.
I liked it. I think it was great. I think that they started to slow him down more. I think the fumble helps. I think that that's another thing that people forget is, you know, when you get a fumble like that for your offense to go score two plays later, that's huge. You're looking at that as a team and you're like, hey, man, that's a team win right there. That's us playing off you and you playing off of us. So I think that the defense stepped up in the second half. I think the offense is to be credited, though, in a huge way.
You saw, unfortunately, we've got to talk about the tragic incident with the center. Do you think Richburg comes back? How big of a loss? Or do you think this team can still be sustainable to continue to move? Because we understand this NFC, it's tough. You look at Seattle. You got the Niners, of course. You got the Saints. Looks like it's going to be – it's tough at the top.
Oh, it's definitely tough. But I think that – obviously, the Seattle losing last night was huge for you guys. Going way back up to the top, it's going to be huge. You want to control that all the way down. Beating the Saints is going to be huge in the tiebreaker later on. I'm telling you, it's going to be big. Weston, yeah, that could be a big injury. I'm a huge Weston Richburg fan. I've loved what he's done since the day he came in this league. He's the kind of guy that if you're standing around a pile, you're not going to be standing around much longer, I promise you. So for a guy like that, I mean, you think about it. When Joe went down and McGlinchey went down, when those guys went down, everybody was looking at Weston, whether people know that or not. Everybody was looking inside at, hey, listen, this is the guy leading us now. So a loss like that could be huge, yes, but Kyle knows what he's doing. He showed us in the, you know, he's been doing it all season. Hey, listen, we're losing this piece. Okay, it's fine. We'll put this here. So for me, it's like, hey, I'm still optimistic about this.
Alex, I've always wanted to know that play that Kittle had at the end of the game, when you have something that's so dominant and leads to such a big marquee win, when the team gets together and watches that play on tape, how does the team respond? Is there like a ton of hooting
crazy.
And hollering?
Oh, my God, it's insane. Everyone's jumping around, going crazy, jumping on him, throwing things at him. I used to throw chairs at people. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you talk about it. You just went out there and put everything you had on this one run, and the whole team saw you do it. You just lifted this whole team up and took them to a place that they wanted to go. So, yeah, everyone's going to be like, dude, you're the OG today for the week, forever, ever.
Can you remember a play where you were throwing chairs, any play in specific?
I mean, there's been good times. There's been bad times. I mean, it gets emotional. I can't tell you one time, but, you know, I know that for sure. Yeah, it happens.
It happens. Our coaches throwing chairs at halftime. Guys throwing chairs at halftime.
You know how it goes, though. It's crazy.
Abso-friggin-lutely. I tell you, that was just a crazy game, but you got to see the Niners could win anyway, especially you look at the special teams. Gave up some big plays in the punt, kickoff return team as well. But just finding a way. How big is that just the mindset when you look at Seattle? At the end of the game, Seattle gets a game-winning field goal. Last week, Baltimore, game-winning field goal. Yesterday, Saints drive the distance in that same situation. What kind of – tell the fans and the listeners, what kind of mindset you have to be able to say, let those two things go? Because so many teams you've seen that's been in that same situation say, oh, boy, here we go again.
Absolutely, especially coming after like a Baltimore loss. And I know that people look at that and they go, well, that's probably the best team in the NFL. You're right, it is. But it's tough because you're flying cross country. You play to the last second game and they come out with the win and then you fly all the way back. This game against the Saints was, if they'd have lost, people would have been like, well, it's been a tough 2 weeks. But they didn't. They came back and they showed that they're resilient. And they're like, hey, you know what? We don't need to be at home to win. We can win on the road. That is what you need to be able to do, because you don't know how these playoffs are going to be dictated. You can't control it. So at the end of the day, if you can win in someone else's stadium, in a stadium especially like that, oh, man, you're good to go.
How do you go from the highest of highs, winning an instant classic like that, to coming home and having to face off with an also-ran in Atlanta?
Don't do it. Don't fall asleep. I'm telling you right now, these are the setup games. These are the, hey, we were up really high. What's this team going to do to us? What could they do to us? They could do a lot. There's a lot of teams in this league that can do a lot of bad things to a lot of good teams. And this is when it starts to happen. You cannot fall asleep, because the Falcons are going to work right now, and they're like, hey, we're going to ruin everything about their season. We're going to bring them all the way to the bottom. We're going to go out and we're going to punch them as hard as we can, and we're not going to stop because we got nothing to lose.
Alex, final question. We had some fun with this conversation last week. We texted you, and we appreciated the response. I wanted to ask you one more time now, after the Saints game, your 2012 Niners team, neutral site game, Kezar Stadium, against this Niners team. Everyone's healthy. Who wins that game?
2012 for sure. In Kezar Stadium, too. Can it be at night? Because, my God, that'd be a great game, wouldn't it? That would be the knockdown, drag-out fight of the century.
How close? Is it high-scoring, low-scoring? How do you see the game flow playing out?
67-65. I mean, what? I could see that. Oh, yeah, for sure. And these two offenses rolling. And now, here's the question. Do you play with old-school DPI rules or new-school DPI rules?
That's what I hate about these conversations.
Right.
We always have to bring in the garbage officiating. Sorry, Dibs. I had to get you.
We're playing with the old-school catch rules, too, where a catch has to be a catch.
I love it, Dibs.
All right. Alex Boone, former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider with us here on 95.7 The Game. We love you, Alex. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up soon.
You're the best. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.